Let's take a good deep breath as we go into our mihrab with a little bit of music in the background. Mihrab is a time of changing consciousness, shifting consciousness, in this case, out of limitation, out of lack, into grand abundance, channeled into health for your body, channeled into wisdom, channeled into knowingness, channeled into more money, of course, a nice house, a good car, many cars, without guilt, without shame. It's time. You deserve it. It's time, all of you. Now, I caution you one more time. From the heart of my very being, I caution you, do not go any further with this right now unless you are fully committed. Otherwise, it's going to tear you apart. Having more energy come into your life directed at the same old crap, same old consciousness, is going to tear you apart. It's going to hurt. You'll make Richard look like an angel. This is only if you're ready. Take a good deep breath. In this mihrab of abundance, you allow, without forcing, you allow a shift in consciousness into abundance. Abundance that serves you well. Energy that serves you well. No longer in lack. No longer with your excuses. No longer with any limitations. In this mihrab of consciousness, the shift comes in and takes away any old vows you had about poverty. It washes away any old beliefs that you had about money or having more than other people. It washes away any old beliefs about the need to suffer or to work hard. In this mihrab, the consciousness shifts and changes the old perceptions about how money is acquired. Shifts away thoughts that you had to be smart or understand finances. That's not true. This mihrab washes away eons and lifetimes of old beliefs, old hypnotic overlays. Washes away the things that have limited you from enjoying life. These things were not really yours. These things didn't belong to you. Now in this mihrab, without any force, without any thinking, you allow these things to be cleansed from your being. Released back to pure states of energy so that they can serve you in wealth, in well-being. In this mihrab, there's no thinking in terms of trying to think about abundance. You just receive it. It's not from God. It's not from me. It's inherent in your soul. It is yours. It always has been. You see, abundance comes from the passion of the soul. Your soul, your consciousness, not your thoughts or your mind, but your soul, your consciousness. It has such passion to exist. One could say that true abundance begins with the realization of the I exist. Clear away all the thoughts, all the commotion in the mind. You come back to the very simple, simple passion, I exist. That's the original passion. The passion when you left home and realized that you exist. The miracle. The first awareness, I exist. I am. I am that I am. I exist. This is not a thought. This is a deep passion. This is an awareness, a realization. I exist. Praise be, I exist. Nothing else matters. I exist not because of anything or anyone else. I exist as a sovereign being. I'm beholden to no one, to no thing. I exist. It's the song of the soul. Song that the soul has sung for ages, waiting for you, the human, to hear it. I exist. I exist. This is the passion, my friends. It's not a thought, a belief, a mantra. It is a deep passion. It's the keiko, the passion, the flame within. I exist. It's the awakening and the reawakening. I exist. In this moment of realization, into feeling from the soul, I exist. This ignites, brings forth all of the energies, your energies. Energies that might have been dormant for a long time. Energies that are interdimensional, not just based here on Earth. Energies that are cosmic. Sacred, pure, they're yours. They wake up, they activate with the passion of the I exist. I'm alive, I exist. The energies wake up. I say it's time. Let's line up for this soul, for this human. Let's line up and go to work. Dear human, dear soul, here we are. What do you want us to do for you? How can we serve you? Where are your energies? We're here. How can we serve you now? Take a deep breath. And you command the energies. Yes, command. You command the energies. Serve me abundantly. Serve me in grace. Serve me in ease and in joy. Serve me, energies. I command you now. Why didn't you get out of your way? You let it happen. Just as the master let the fish come to his line, you let those energies come to you without thinking, without manipulating, without any ifs, ands, or buts, without wondering when or why or how or if. You just let them. You assume. You know. You feel. Forget about your bank account, your rent. Forget about your bills. Forget about all of those things. Stop worrying about them. You've commanded the energies, and they serve you. I don't care if you're the most despicable human on earth. I don't care about your past. I don't care what you've done. Because if you're so bold to be in this moment and to feel the passion of the I exist, if you are so bold as to shine your light once again, your past makes no difference at all. Step out of your way. You let those energies serve you. Enjoy. In ease, in grace. You let it flow into your life. A life filled with as much ease as the master. A life that is not constructed around thinking, planning, efforting. But a life that has channeled in the highest of energies, the clearest of energies, the wealthiest and the richest of energies. I exist. Therefore, energy serves me. I exist. Therefore, I am worthy. I exist. Therefore, there is no effort. I exist far beyond that life of just barely enough. I am that I am. And then you shut up. You get out of your way. Don't think about it anymore. You walk happily down that road of life, smelling the air, feeling into nature, and wondering about what you want to create next, knowing that it's going to happen. The moment you decide to create it, well, actually, you already created it a long time ago, and now it just comes into your life. Give a master $1 million, and turn it into a billion, and then another billion, and another billion. All of this is natural, my dear friends. This is a natural way of things. Limitation, lack, these are unnatural. Let's get back to a natural state. The way things were always meant to be. Let's get out of the illusion. Let's get out of the limitation. Come back to a life of wealth and joy. Take a good deep breath. Linda will do a little breathing with you, gentle breathing for a few minutes. And me, Adamus, I'm going to go back fishing. With that, I am that I am, the master.
So please, As Adamus requested, let's just stay for a few moments longer. Stay with the flow of the breath. Stay with the flow of energy. Just keep breathing for you deeply and in a way that supports you, your breath, your life. Each of us breathing abundantly clear. Breathe and integrate. Integrate these feelings within you. Breathe and integrate your own knowingness. Stay with the flow. The breath in, the breath out. Life. Breathing life. Breathe the mastery that each of us possess. Breathe. Feeling, how do you want to get there? It's our choice. It's our choice. Breathe. Breathe, staying with the feeling. Breathing, the allowing. Breathing, the energy of abundance. Breathe this experience that each one of us created here in this abundance clinic with the Adamus. If you chose to stay, if each of us that chose to stay, it's up to us now to stay with it, to breathe with it, to flow with it, to live with it.